This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. On Virginia Organizing is trying to do things their own way. Not too long ago, Virginia Organizing, formerly the Virginia Organizing Project, celebrated its 20th anniversary of putting people together to build power for change in that state. You might think that was an occasion for some serious planning and thinking about the future, but talking to Executive Director Joe Zykos on Wage World, that turns out to be commonplace in Virginia since they pull their staff and leaders together in a retreat every April to reassess where they're going and where they've been. Listening to Joe reflect on the experience, they probably have lots to talk about. Virginia is a special and different kind of organization because it is a rare community organization that concertedly bridges its rural base to urban pockets in its state. Their organizations, certainly those affiliated with the Western Organization of Resource Councils in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and the Dakotas that have deep rural roots, but place the city secondary. Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, where Zykos' own organizing roots first flourished, was also dominated by its rural commitments, with Louisville a second fiddle. In fact, Zykos commented that the one thing he had learned moving from Kentucky to Virginia was not to locate the main office 5 or 6 hours away from the rest of the work, but to keep it more central in Charlottesville and to keep out of the confusion that comes with state capitals. One of the reasons that Virginia Organizing's work is so significant is that rural organizing is just plain more expensive. And though all people and their issues are immensely important, there are less of them to support the organization physically and financially. It also takes a special set of deep pockets to appreciate the sizzle of the work and its significance, and they are hard to find. Much of this is covered in rich detail in Building Power, Changing Lives, the story of Virginia Organizing by Ruth Berta and Amanda Pohl, available from Social Policy Press, and their look at the history of the organization. But Joe also filled in some blanks on how they'd assembled a statewide network of groups, staffed by 19 organizers now, and kept it alive and growing. Organizational participants are not members exactly, but many of them are sustainers, contributing what they can and what they must, along with other donors, to absorb a large portion of the cost. A unique back shop operation serves as a fiscal agent to 40 other nonprofit partners in Virginia and also helps Virginia Organizing absorb basic organizational costs, allowing more bang for the bucks. Collectively, these and other initiatives cover 80% of their budget, meaning they only need to rely on foundations and outsiders for 20%. This level of financial autonomy has allowed the organization to speak truth to power more vocally and critically, as they did in a lead piece written last year on social policy entitled, Leadership is Not a Deliverable. Listening to Zykos, it's impossible to miss how much the ideology of Virginia Organizing is focused on grassroots leadership. On Wage World, he described a long, year-long process of creating a team of local leaders around the state that would initially found the organization 20 years ago, and their commitment to these leaders has been a constant. Without a membership structure, the accountability of the board and the inner workings of governance is less clear to me, but the sincerity of the commitment and its role in their work is undebatable. The same commitment to dealing with race as a central core of the work in Virginia is also a constant theme. Stay local, start local until you win. Put all the pieces together one by one from the bottom up until the victories can reach a tipping point across the state to make change at every level. Take the time, do the work, and think it through to the next level. It's worth listening to Joe. It's worth reading a book. There are valuable lessons they're learning in Virginia, and they're glad to share them. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.